This is the Seabed Daily Text. The fundamental truth of the Christian faith. Acts 1:1-5. In my former book, Theophilus, I wrote about all that Jesus began to do and to teach until the day he was taken up to heaven, after giving instructions through the Holy Spirit to the apostles he had chosen. After his suffering, he presented himself to them and gave many convincing proofs that he was alive. He appeared to them over a period of 40 days and spoke about the kingdom of God. On one occasion, while he was eating with them, he gave them this command: "Do not leave Jerusalem, but wait for the gift my Father has promised, which you have heard me speak about. For John baptized with water, but in a few days you will be baptized with the Holy Spirit." Consider this. E. Stanley Jones, the great Methodist missionary to India, said it best: "Unless the Holy Spirit fills, the human spirit fails." I consider this to be the fundamental truth of the Christian faith. It makes sense. Remember in Genesis 2, after God fashioned us from the dust of the earth, he breathed into us the breath of life. We aren't talking here about a breath of oxygen. This is about the gift of eternal life. Undying life, the very life of God. Of all the loss that occurred because of our disobedience, this loss of the breath of God, eternal life, was the greatest. Sin and death were never the intended outcome for the world. God wills just the opposite: love and life. This is precisely who the Holy Spirit is, the personal presence and power of extravagant love and eternal life. Unless the Holy Spirit fills, the human spirit fails. Imagine if someone told you, in a few days, you will be baptized with the Holy Spirit. What would you do? I would raise the level of my readiness and expectation. That's what this daily text series will be all about. There remains far more life available to us than we presently know. Let's pursue this life with all we have. That's what it means to follow Jesus. Though today is not the day of Pentecost proper, we live in the days of Pentecost. We live in the era of the Holy Spirit. We live in the mighty epic of the Church of Jesus Christ, the age of awakening, the days between his first and second comings. This life gift of the Holy Spirit is the very meaning of life. Life on life on life. Who doesn't want that? Our simple prayer going forward: come, Holy Spirit. The question: on a scale of 1 to 10, with 10 being the highest, where would you place your understanding of the Holy Spirit? Where would you place your experience of the Holy Spirit? Which ranks higher? What is the gap between them? What would it mean to move toward closing that gap? For the awakening, I'm J.D. Walt.